AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities in Chattanooga, Tennessee still don't have a motive in yesterday's attacks that left four U.S. Marines and a shooter dead, along with three other people wounded. Ed Reinhold, the FBI special agent in charge, says they can't talk about a motive just yet.
We are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone, was inspired or directed, and will exhaust all efforts in determining how and why this horrible act happened.
An Ohio company says the alleged gunman, who was conditionally hired as an electrical engineer at the Perry nuclear plant near Cleveland, was let go in May 2013 when he failed a background check. The company did not release the reason for his dismissal. In the meantime, folks are paying their respects to the Marines killed. They're visiting a makeshift memorial in Chattanooga.
Seeing it really hits home.
Chrissy Hurd from Cookeville, Tennessee, says she had to come to the memorial today.
I actually got extremely emotional driving down 153 this morning, and I felt like I needed to come and pay my respects to those who lost their lives.
State police say a former convict shot five people, two of them fatally, during a rampage across several northern Maine towns before being captured. A suspected shoplifter ran from store security and jumped over a railing last night at a Rhode Island shopping mall. She fell 25 feet to her death in Providence. A federal judge sentenced a Montana man today to 2 years in prison after prosecutors say he tricked people into paying as much as $70 million in unauthorized charges that were placed on phone bills nationwide. And more than 300 people have been hurt as commuter trains collided during the rush hour between Johannesburg and Soweto in South Africa. This is AP Radio News. President Obama today welcomed a 110-year-old Detroit woman to the Oval Office. She's believed to be the nation's oldest veteran. Obama says Emma Didlake is both a member of the greatest generation and a generation of black troops who made great strides for civil rights.
The kind of trailblazing that our women veterans made, African-American veterans who helped to integrate our armed services.
Didlake was a 38-year-old mother of five when she signed up for the Women's Auxiliary Corps in 1943. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says his 91-year-old father, who fought in World War II and served as the nation's 41st president, is still in ICU, but seems to be on the rebound after breaking a bone in his neck during a fall at his summer home in Maine.
He's just the greatest man I know, and he's still hanging in there.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.